This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
Something.
Blaze 103.1 FM.
I don't ever wanna feel
103.1 FM.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Watch for some showers or storms in the mid to late afternoon hours. Those will end early in the evening. We'll see mostly clear skies overnight, lower 40s. On Monday, sunshine and middle 60s. Right now, it's 67.
Yeah.
90s, and more. 103.1 FM.
Somebody's me. I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. 'Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games. You don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy shit. No makeup on. That's my sugar.
103.1 FM sounds like this.
No need to cry. I'm your messiah, and you're the reason why. 'Cause
for the 80s, 90s, and more? You found it. This is 103.1 FM. FM.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip July 11th and take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us wcqm@civicmedia.us.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue, without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla, because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com. Slice.com.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, and the history of windmills includes using the weather. In this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th, because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Watch for some showers or storms in the mid to late afternoon hours. Those will end early in the evening. We'll see mostly clear skies overnight, lower 40s. On Monday, sunshine and middle 60s. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound.
Again, why do I find it hard?
103.1 FM.